Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Mrs. Bola Osoyinbi, enjoy the spirit.
Prayers this morning. I have this word, procrastination. Procrastination. And I was thinking in my mind that what are the things that I particularly have been procrastinating? I know the Lord has given each and every one of us work to do. But many of us, we are procrastinating. We are defying, we are saying unto us, I will do it tomorrow. What if tomorrow will not come? What will you do? Whatsoever you find to do now, I want to advise you that you should do it now. Don't postpone. Postponement can be dangerous. It can be dangerous. Let's do it now. And I believe the Lord has laid one thing or the other in your mind that he desire of you to do for him or to do for this ones. I don't want you to just go back home and then forget about it. The Bible talks of, says that he that observes the cloud will not sow. If you are looking at the cloud that, oh, tomorrow there will be rain, or the next 1 hour there will be rain, I can't go out, you will not amount to anything. It is time for us to lay our hands on the plow now so that we can receive that which the Lord has posed in his heart in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning I'm bringing up a short word. And I believe all of us will be blessed in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate God Almighty for this time. And thank my husband, my father, my all in all for this privilege. It is a privilege. Thank you, sir. God bless you. And I pray that the grace of God will continue to be sufficient for you in Jesus' name. Amen. The thought that came to my mind when Nadi said I'll be ministering, the word just came, divine mandates. Divine mandates. What's the mandate of God for you? And the scriptures that I came up with, or that have been led into, I have these two scriptures. And that is in Colossians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10 thereabouts. And also I have Ephesians 3, 17. These are Pauline prayers. And if you look at the life of Paul was so committed to the things of God. He gave himself to the things of God. And he gave himself even to his followers. He was so concerned about the details of everybody's life. Talk about Timothy, talk about Titus, talk about all these men. Paul was so committed to them. He was so committed to the saints of God. When we talk about the saints of God, we're talking about the believers, the followers of Christ, the children of the Lord. And there is something that I have noticed in this scriptures by Paul. You know, was so concerned about families. He said in Colossians, says, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many that have seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being built together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let me read from verse 13. So therefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That verse 15, that's what I want to say about the family. It says, of whom all these things, Paul said he bowed his knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom all the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Everything in this world, everything on this earth, they are named after the Lord. Paul recognized that honor. Paul recognized that hierarchy, that God is the head of the family. And Christ, the Bible says that Christ is the head of the church. And he said he was so concerned about this family. We are the family of God that God was so concerned about. And God is interested in us because we recognize him as our Father. When we honor the Lord, when you honor the Lord as your Father, then the Lord himself will be make himself available unto you. Paul recognized the Lord. He bowed unto the Lord. And he was praying for this one, for the saints at Ephesus. He was praying for them, was declared, he was upholding them, even in prayers. And he declared unto the people that because of this thing, though you have not seen my face, you have known me in the flesh, you have heard my name, you have not seen me. But, you know, we said something about the helps that is behind the scene. He was there, he was praying night and day for the saints of God. It says that the Lord will grant unto you, the Father who is in heaven, the Father that you honor. It says he will grant unto you according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Nothing that Paul was able to compare but the riches that were in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ carried so much aura, carried so much power, carried so much wealth, spiritual wealth, that these children of God, the saints in Ephesus, they needed even for them to go on in the work of faith. To go on even in their desire to serve the Lord. And he said unto them that I am praying for you, that God Almighty will uphold you, will strengthen you. The Lord will strengthen each and every one of us in him in Jesus' name. But first of all, you must recognize that you are in a family, and that is the family of God. You didn't come from nowhere, from the blues. You came from the Lord. And that is why these prayers will work for you. It says that it will be strengthened. And also, that you be strengthened with might by the Spirit. Thank God for the song that we sang this day. That our God is mighty. You can only be mighty, you can only be strong, you can only be strengthened by the Spirit of the Lord. If the Spirit of the Lord is not available unto you, there is no strength. You need the strength of the Lord. You need the strength of the Spirit to march on in Him. Many of you will be traveling out of Akure or somewhere, or maybe to serve or something like that. You, one day you will leave Power and Glory Tabernacle. But when you go out there, always remember, always be conscious that you have a Father that will strengthen you even to achieve that which He has called you into. And as believers, you know, we are already, you know, about our circumcision, our consecration. All these are very, very important, even to the Lord. For God to dwell in you, for God to strengthen you, for God to help you to forge ahead, you need to separate yourself. You need to consecrate yourself unto the Lord. In the Old Testament, the children of Israel were circumcised in their bodies. But in the New Testament, your heart is being circumcised. When your heart is being circumcised, that is when the Lord, the head of the family, the Lord God Almighty can dwell there. He says, I will dwell with you. I will abide with you. I will reign with you. The Lord cannot reign or abide or dwell with you if you have not circumcised your heart. If you have not given yourself unto Him, you must circumcise your heart so that the Lord can do more. We said unto Him who is able to do abundantly, more than your expectation. First of all, our heart has to be circumcised. Our heart has to be to be consecrated, separation unto the Lord. Not of hands, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We are able to get all those things. It says that, and verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. First of all, by His Spirit, you are being strengthened. And by faith, Christ dwells in your heart. That is the circumcision. That is the consecration that we are talking about. That you are then, what? You are then being rooted. You are then being grounded. To be rooted is to take a grip. You take something deep down, like planting of trees. You know, the Bible talks of palm tree, take roots downward and fruit upward. As a child of God who is a member of the family of God, must be grounded, must be rooted in the things of God. What are the things of God? What are the things that the Lord desires of us even to do? If you look at the Old Testament, it talks about Deuteronomy 10 talks about, say, what has the Lord desired you to do? What are the things the Lord desired you to do? It says that, and now Israel, what are the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul. This is the requirement of the Lord for each and every one of us. To observe, to do all these things. And the fear of God. We need to fear God. We need to bring ourselves onto the knowledge of the Lord. We need to know this God. And also we need to walk in all His ways to love Him. And this is what we have in the book of Ephesians and Colossians. It says that we be rooted, to take root downward in the word of the Lord, in the things of the Lord, and being grounded in love. Many of us, we are not loving. We don't love people. We don't love the Lord. We just love ourselves. When you love yourself, that means you are not. There's no way you can go higher in the Lord. You must love the Lord with all your heart. You know, the Jesus Christ says something that love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. How can it be possible? How can I love my neighbor as myself? How can I appreciate my neighbor as myself? How can I give myself unto my neighbor? Freely you have been given that love, and freely we should express it by sharing the word of the Lord, by sharing what you have. That is still ministry of help. Let's love the Lord. Being grounded in love. You are being consolidated in the love of God and in the love of others. You are laying a kind of foundation that is being grounded. For one to build a house, your foundation must be sound. If the foundation is not right, the Bible says that what will the righteous do? Your foundation must be strong so that can build upon it. If the foundation is not good, there is no building, nothing can come forth from it. Our foundation must be very, very strong. And our being rooted must be also very, very strong. If a tree is not well rooted, it will fall. We have some purple in our house now. They are falling seriously. You know, some of them just they came up like that. There was no sand. We didn't put anything much. It just came, just like weed. You know, they say that weed is an unwanted plant being planted in a place that is meant for another thing. Those purple just came into our compound like that, and they are falling like mad. Sometimes I will look at the purple and say, what is wrong? But what the thought that came to my mind is that they were not grounded. They were not being rooted, and they fell. And the birds of the air are eating them. So as believers, as children of God, we must be well grounded in the Lord. Well grounded and settled down in the Lord. We cannot afford to be moving here and there. We must be settled in the Lord. And Paul said further, he says that God, verse 18 says that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. God is particular about measurements. This is the capacity the Lord desired of each and every one of us. It says that that the saint should comprehend. What does it mean to comprehend? To know some things. To be able to have understanding of something. To be thorough in a matter. We need to be thorough in breadth. That's the width. When he talks about measurements, that's the width. And talks about length, that is the distance. That means that the Lord is interested not only now, even in our future. We stretch forth. The Bible talks about stretching forth your cord. Stretching forth. You need to stretch forth so that you can receive more. We need to open up unto the Lord so that we can receive more. That is the grace the Lord has given unto each and every one of us to stretch forth so that we can receive more of the Lord. And also to grow even in height, the depth. You go downward and then take root upward. Hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty will help us as we grow in Him in Jesus' name. And also in verse 19 says, for us to know the love of Christ. The love of Christ. The Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ, He gave Himself even for us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It was possible for Jesus Christ to say, yes, I am not ready for it.
But he didn't say so. He came because of his love, even for us. And to know the love of Christ. The love of Christ is even much more than my brother, my sister, or things like that. It's more than that. The love of God is this salvation we are talking about. The love of Christ is this affection to one another that we are talking about. Having affection to your brother, to your sister, in the Lord. Not just ordinary affection that I just like you. No, you have affection, you have love towards one another in the Lord. In the Lord. And also for us to have knowledge of Him who has filled us with all His fullness, who has filled us with all power, who has filled us with all strength. And verse 20 says, and unto Him is able to do abundantly. We cannot do it on our own. We need the grace of the Lord for us to be grounded. We need the grace of the Lord for us to be rooted in Him. Quickly, let's go back to Colossians. Colossians 2. Let me take it from verse 4. And says that, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Let no man deceive you. Let no man redirect you. Let no man change your mind against the things of God. When you are rooted, when you are grounded, it will be very difficult for anybody to just come up with whatever he or she likes. Or like false prophets that we have, false prophets or false teachers that we had recently. Let no man beguile you with enticing words. The words are there. Sweet words. That you will not even know when you are being carried away. You will not even know when you fall into it. Entice sweet words. Well, you know, when we were in secondary school, we used to say something. This guy has a sugar-coated tongue. That means the person can turn your thoughts around. When you are following the Lord, someone can just come around and begin to give you another word, give you another life, give you another situation that is different from that of the Lord. That is the more reason why we need to be grounded. We need to be rooted. And it says we need to be built up in Him. A foundation is being laid, and a building work commences, even by you. Nobody can help you to build your life. Nobody can help me to build my life. At the same time, we have people, what I'm saying, that we have instructors, we have fathers, we have pastors that can lead us. But at the same time, the onus lies on you to build yourself. And also to know that you are a testimony of the Lord. No man can come around unto you because you have known the Lord, because you have understood His mind. No man can come around and change that which the Lord has started in you. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. That is what the word of the Lord says. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. Paul says here that as you have therefore received Christ Jesus. Some people, they have received Christ, and they find it difficult even to continue to follow after Him. It says, as you have received, as you have taken Him in, as you have upheld the Lord Jesus Christ, do not depart from it. Continue in that which you have received. You have received so much, even in this place. You have received so much personally. Let's continue in it, and the Lord will help us. How can we continue in it? It says, with thanksgiving, that which we have, we give thanks to God, even for that which you have received from the Lord. With thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. And our thanksgiving, you know, we have prayers of thanksgiving. You keep praying, you pray unto the Lord. Lord, this area, this love, help me in the area of love, to love the Lord with all my heart, to love the church of God, to love the people of God, to love, you know, to love you, where you love yourself too. You love yourself in the Lord. You need to love. You need to give yourself unto in thanksgiving, in prayers, in the word of the Lord. The desire of the Lord for us is that we have good success. To have good success. And for us to have that good success, that means we have to be rooted in His word. That means we have to be rooted in the Lord. That means we have to be grounded in Him, so that we will not fall like that purple tree in our house. The Lord will help us as we grow in Him, as we advance. And again, it says that we have to be careful. In verse 8, it says, beware lest any man spoil you. Let nobody spoil that which you have received. There are certain people out there, we have read it in Ephesians, they are there to spoil that which you have received. Some can even say, oh, and you call yourself a Christian. And by so doing, you have then, you feel downcast. And they said, Hey. And sometimes, you know, maybe you just feel bad that they just accused you wrongly or something like that. No. Let's move on. Let's beware of these ones that can spoil our testimony. They are there. They are always there. When you go out in the morning, they are there. When you come in, they are there. They are those people, they are always there. Day in, day out. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, not after Christ. Beware. For in Him dwelleth all fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Once you know that you are complete in Him, just go ahead. Forget about the spoilers. The spoilers are always there. They are always there. It is for you to say no. I am not ready to listen to the spoilers. Look at what happened in the life of Nehemiah and the children of Israel. When they were building, those Sambalat and Tobias, they came around. And they were giving, you know, suggestions that this is how we will build our the house of God. Let's assist you. You are not doing it well. They were coming up with their own advice. They were coming up with their own thoughts. But Nehemiah made up his mind. He said, we are not following you. Even if you have the wisdom of this earth, even you have the riches of this earth, we are not following you. We are following the instruction of the Lord. We are following that which the Lord has given unto us. Because of what? Because the Lord dwelleth with them. Because of what? Because the Lord abides with them. When the Lord abides with you, you say no to unrighteousness. You say no to the spoilers. You say no even to the children of the wicked. And you declare unto them that you are of the Lord, and that the Lord resides in you. He dwelleth. He dwelleth. He has taken position in me. He has taken over my life. That's why, that's what it means to be set to be grounded. You know your stand in the Lord. It is time for us to rise up and begin to declare that the Lord God Almighty is our God. He is our Father. There is no lie in Him. If He says He will dwell in you, He will dwell in you, because you are the righteousness of the Lord. God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Amen. I want us to just bow down our heads and bless the Lord. Every day we have opportunity to say no to unrighteousness. The Lord has extended this love unto us. He has extended it unto us. We have life, we have Him. He says we are complete in Him. I want you to just pray unto the Lord that He will help you to be more grounded. Even if you have been grounded, even if you have been settled, even if you have known Him before, ask the Lord to help you to be more grounded in Him. What you thought that you have known or you have learned in the Lord is not enough. We need to add more so that we'll be strengthened. We need to add more. We need to be more focused on to the Lord. We need to be more focused. We need to be more established, even in the truth in which He has given unto us. Says our help coming from the Lord that makes the heaven and the earth. God Almighty is the only one that can help you. He's the only one that can help you to build on the foundation in which the Lord Himself has made even for you. Holy Spirit, help us even to be what You desired of us. Help our eyes, help us, O Lord God, to be able to know when we are deviating, when we are about accepting wrong things, wrong matters. Lord Jesus, we pray that You will help us to know. Help us, O Lord God, to be able to comprehend the extent of Your love, even towards us. We worship and adore You. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Heavenly King, we thank and worship Your holy name for this time. Thank You because You are great God. You are the doer of all good things. Thank You because we know that You are able to do even more than our expectation. And You are able even to help us to know, to comprehend the length, the breadth, the depth of You, the height of You. And we know, O Lord God, that You are the only one that can bring us up to be built in You faithfully, committedly. Lord Jesus, help us. Grant unto us grace, even to do more than our expectation. In the name of Jesus.
It's grace, Your grace. I'm nothing without You.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pgtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Diocesis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Foot and South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pgtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you.